Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third, the right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the catcher, Rube Walker. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Pafko picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pafko. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a pop-up towards first. Gilbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schmitz, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Thompson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Serena. Dark moves to second. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gilbert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Gilbert trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Jansen moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards first. Gilbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Dark reaches second base with a double. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert scores. Stanky moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Stanky scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Serena reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Serena scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Ron Northey pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley scores. One out. It's 4-3, Giants. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Hiller now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Westrum strikes out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gilbert scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Gilbert reaches second base with a double. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Walker. Gilbert moves to third. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jansen moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to second for the out. Jansen moves to third. One out. Don Mueller pinch hits for Monty Irvin. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Jansen scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing right field. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Serena hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.